some exciting cat news and some sad cat news. Let's start with the sad cat news. The cat for Vice President Mike Pence and his family, Oreo, passed away this past weekend at the age of 13. That's pretty long for a cat.
Wow.
So it's sad, no matter your political affiliation. If you got an animal and you lose one, that sucks. Their cat was 13 years old. And
wait, was it a demo cat?
A what? Oh,
was it a Republican?
I think it was a Republican.
Republican, okay.
I think so. It might have been a Democrat before, but they're like, hey, yeah, we're going to get you to vote for us. So it's kind of sad right there. They posted a photo up on me, the vice president's, I believe, Twitter, kind of him in his tuxedo with Oreo the cat. So that's sad news. Our thoughts to them, because anybody losing an animal certainly sucks. But can we talk about a positive cat story happening right here in Indy?
You got a happy cat story to counteract that one?
I got a really happy cat story I want to share with you this morning.
Let's hear it.
Check out what this cat did. This cat's name is Binky, and Binky don't play that.
I was in here watching TV, and I didn't have beer on, so I left the front door open for the cats to get out there.
Now, if you can't understand, this lady's saying that it was hot outside.
You're translating old lady to people.
She didn't have her air conditioning on because it was hot this weekend.
Yeah.
So she left the door open so the cats could come in and outside.
I'm glad you speak old cat lady.
Go ahead. Just want to make sure this makes sense.
Okay. Where it's a little bit cooler. Well, he warped the screen where he pushed it in. And the first time he just stuck his hand like right here.
So a man tried to break into her place using his hand.
Binky got him on the hand here.
Binky went, "Ram, get your ass out of here."
Well, like I said, the second time, he reached up this way.
Oh, so he's going to try to unlock the door another way. I wonder what Binky had to say about this home invasion attempt.
And then Binky come nowhere and got him again. This time he hung on to him for a while.
Woo, Binky! Binky's like,
"Biatch!" Binky sounds like a violent cat.
I don't blame Binky, though. You think of if anybody ever broke into my place, which is highly probable one day, I feel like my dogs just sit there and lick them and do nothing.
But did you hear the evil in that cat's voice?
Wait, you thought that was evil? I thought he
Listen.
Was... Listen. All right, hold on. Let's see. You're gonna die! Oh, well, yeah, Binky the cat's a hero right there. So I gave you some sad, but I gave you some good. You can actually see both those stories. I'm going to put them up on the Joe and Alex Show blog at RadioNowIndy.com.